Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
I don't think I'm ever not going to be mad at you, but I think that us fighting likely isn't helping our situation. Please don't cut my bird.
Okay, yeah.
No, I wasn't gonna.
Axe swings down over the chains and they snap free.
Is this axe hoop now, Russ? Is it garbage?
Every hit is taking another chunk out of it, as it appears to you.
Get.
Night Hunter, you're standing in this void space. The bars around you, every time you try to move towards them, feel like you're never getting close to them to grab them.
Well, I mean, I could ask, but then I would not be with you, so...
No, come on, remember our vows. I'm always with you in your heart, so, I mean, wherever you go, I'm gonna be there, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, but when we make these vows, one of us did not get sucked into Abyss.
Oh, that was not normal. That was...
Yeah, that was...
I don't taste
wow,
good.
Wow, I don't... No, that was not... What if... How about we just save the world real quick and then stop coming back here?
Save the world and leave forever.
You push it open and step out into the hall. There's a long hallway either side of you. And down at the end, off to your right as you step out, is a cracked open door. A little bit of light, looks like from a lantern or a torch. Peering through. The three of you step out, and Grants is kind of tucks his book into his side bag, and
this Night Hunter is in here somewhere. I saw her.
Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Carla Maxted.
That's me, she, her, playing Lipsinky Pip Diggins.
And Tom Laird.
Yeah, that's me. He, him. I am playing Bort/Flint. They both go with he, him as well.
And Kyle Classett's here.
Hey, he, him. Glad to be playing Varinox. Also he, him.
And Amy Moore.
Yep. She, her. Playing Thea Amastasia. She, her. And Gael Nighthunter Ogulakanu. She, they.
We are... Yeah.
All over the map.
We're all over the map.
We are, you know, and nowhere.
Everywhere and nowhere. We split the party so many different ways, bringing it back together now. Where we keep the party together all the time is over on Patreon. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast because we can't live without each other.
Opal can't have
multiple groups happening within the same adventure.
He can't
are you
be
crazy?
Alone. Well, there must be constant supervision.
When he is alone, he like creates a whole issue with
the birthday episode.
I don't want to spoil anything, but he really he cannot be trusted on his own.
Yeah. Also, there's some very questionable labor practices.
Absolutely.
Have we told you about the intern wall, Kyle? I mean, you come over. You can,
the intern memorial.
Memorial. That's the important.
The memorial is an important word in there. It's bad.
Yeah, okay.
It's scary over there.
New info to me.
Opal's very keen on having unpaid interns, obviously, because it helps the business, you know. But it's a very difficult industry out there, adventuring, that is. And so interns go missing. Thus, the intern memorial wall, where, you know, any other job, interns aren't going to be memorialized after they leave. No, this is a favor we're doing to them here at the downtown office.
Is this Russ talking?
Oh my goodness,
Opal?
We're turning this into a positive.
I don't even know what's happening. Right into Opal, like there wasn't even a.
as curator of the intern wall, we all remember intern 003, one of the first. 067. Everyone should remember 067. They were a good intern.
He would.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. There we go.
They are all numbers. What do you mean?
What's a museum guide called? There's like a proper name for it.
A docent.
There we go. Yep.
As in, I docent remember their names, but I do remember their numbers.
So patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, you come over and you learn all about the intern memorial wall. It's really just
that'll
endearing,
all make more sense.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
More than anything. But you also get an episode dedicated to you, blowing right by that. Emma KB. Like Emma KB.
Thank you, Emma.
Thanks,
it was
Emma.
It's just an awkward way I got into that sentence. But instead, you got your name screamed twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
That's how special you are to us, Emma.
For Emma's sake, can you tell me how many pages of paper you have available and how quickly we're all going to be killed because the book's almost done.
I said we were on the last
I just want to prepare Emma.
Last time. So we're on the last blank white page.
Okay.
So there's a double side to it. So we have technically one, two, and a half, and two thirds clear space.
Emma, I would say three quarters.
Don't worry. Your episode is not. We're going to, we might even save the world.
Save
the world.
It could
in
be
three
anybody's
pages.
Game, is what it could be. Clearly, if there's blank pages, then there isn't an ending written. So it could be anybody saving the world.
The rest is still unwritten.
The rest is still unwritten.
Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, just like Emma KB. And now, fuck it, let's play.
Okay.
All right.
Blaring red light. Nope. Blaring horn, bright red light.
Blaring red light. Damn it.
Blaring red light.
That red light is so loud.
Sometimes when lights are loud.
Lights can be loud.
Lights can be loud.
The bright red light illuminates the entire space. Echoing over this horn, the screeching sound. Thea, you were moving to put your hand beyond to see if you could see anything additional outside of the spotlight.
Hold. Question.
This is what we left.
But the way that you worded it makes me feel like I possibly misunderstood the red light.
Oh, you can't see. Roxanne. Well, you can't see bad things outside.
Okay. Yeah. Roxanne. Does it just
like encompasses your vision. So where is black, now is red.
Now it's red. Okay. I was kind of imagining like off in the distance, like a red light, you know, like.
Yeah, like a beacon.
You know, like a recording on.
Oh, like when it's time to get the fuck off the stage because you've done your 5 minutes of stand-up.
Yes. Okay, so it's not like that. It's actually like a red wash that comes over.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As you were.
Moving to put your hand outside of the spotlight.
Fingertips, let us say. I'm not going to go whole hog.
Look, you guys have been standing there for an entire episode.
Well, that's a whole other body part, Amy. Yeah.
Gort's already tried that, okay?
He's put every piece of him out there.
He's got a cloaca. It's weird, okay?
It's efficient, though.
I mean.
Right?
Why? Gets the job done. Multiple jobs.
And yes, I go to put my hand out.
Yes. As you do, you see an outline of your hand beyond in this red light. And you feel something grab you.
And give you a firm handshake, welcoming you to the team.
Do we do a secret handshake? Is it a grab, or is it like a?
Is there some
like
snaps?
Like a wrist grab? Like, yeah, I don't have any weapons on me. You don't have any weapons on
it
you.
It is not like a Predator grab. Arnold Schwarzenegger and
That other person that he arm grabs?
Jesse Ventura.
Yep. The other one.
Jesse Ventura, yeah.
Jesse the former governor. Yeah. Jesse Ventura.
As soon as I feel something grab hold of me, I want to, like, with all my very slight elf self, I want to, like rip it into the light.
It's doing the same thing to you.
Oh.
You're in a tug of war with this thing that now you feel nails digging into your forearm.
Ooh, I want to dig my nails into its forearm.
Its nails are growing through your skin and through your arm as you do so.
I am going to cast Alter Self on myself, and I'm going to shape change to those freaky-ass long claws that I see Lip Sinky doing when she goes all primal wild. And I want to sink my claws in. I'm not fucking around here. I yell that. I'm not fucking around here. And I want to grab and I say, Bort, come on, help. Do something.
Now, we can see an outline of her hand. Can I see the outline of, like, the other hand and the arm, maybe?
Yeah, the light, for all intents and purposes, whereas it was flashing, the horn would go and then everything would go off. Everything is maintaining itself, and it is staying on a lot longer than previous. You can see this shadowy figure holding on to Thea's wrist, and these long nails, jagged, like rough nails, digging beneath the skin, and there's like this slickness that is now becoming clearer as the spotlight is narrowing around you.
I mean, I'm going to just grab that axe that's still somewhat functional and chop off the arm after where she's hanging on to.
I thought you were going to grab that ass. I'm just going to grab that ass.
Just grab that ass back in
by your butt.
And just like, yeah, just pull that back in.
Today's episode sponsored by the HR department.
it oh, exists no.
in the Abyss. Not again.
It's rough.
Give me an attack roll.
That's an 18 plus 14, so that's a 32.
The axe swings down, and it's like it's cutting through this light before you, and it cleaves through the arm on the other side. And Thea, you're tugging back on this, and you fall backwards now with this forearm attached to the hand that is dug into you. It goes, rigor mortis quickly sets in, and it is clamped down hard around your hand. The color of your skin is going purple and blue that you see as it pulls back. Spotlight is narrowing down around you.
I think we're going to have a problem if this goes out.
Yeah.
Does that seem right?
Yeah, this fucking hurts. I want to, like...
They'll try to, like, pry this thing off
of her. Can you get it off of me?
If I can.
All right, you're trying to pull at the fingers or just pull the whole thing?
Oh, God, no, the fingers.
We'll pull at the fingers to, like, see if we can loosen that up before we pull the whole thing.
Yeah, you're trying to pry back the fingers, and the flesh around them is ripping. It's like a serrated knives carved back away towards whatever creature this was. And they're pulling the skin and tendons around them. Make a constitution saving throw, please. Yes, you, the affected one.
10.
Thea, you see these nails coming out of your arm, and they are pulling and tearing at the tendons and ligaments beneath, and you see your hand go limp.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good. Don't pull. Don't pull anymore.
Shriveling into like this dark black paw.
Oh, I've got Dumbledore hands.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
We cut to the hallway in the jail cells, and Lipsinki and Varanox and Grancis, you've been walking for what seems like forever, looking into each cell and seeing a new Grancis, or an old Grancis, in some new state of disrepair. And over the last minute or so, there's a rumbling in the earth, in the ground beneath you. That's starting to pick up intensity.
Do you recognize that? I don't think I remember hearing that in here before.
Not that I recall, but of course, if we were doing a good job, then a certain somebody probably wasn't too angry.
Is there a way? Can we get all these Grancises working for us finding Night Hunter? Because I feel like, you know, there's just the three of us kind of looking right now. And,
right.
We have, like, kind of an unlimited number of Grancis. So.
We could tap into the Grancis network.
Grancis, are you fucking with me, or is that possible?
We all said hello at the same time one time ago. Give me a moment.
And he opens his book. It's not on any page. It's upside down. And sits down on the floor and closes his eyes.
Says, Grancis, can you hear me?
And all of them around them, echoing down, not all of them, because most of them are dead, but you hear from different spots,
we hear you. I got them wrapped around my finger.
That's fantastic, Grancis. You know what? I'm going to belabor upon you for the next 10 minutes how important you are to us right now. And you are just going to feel so inspired by the end of it that you're going to feel a little bit more healthy and definitely able to corral all the other Grancises together behind your cause. Because, Grancis, I don't know if you realize this. Out of all the Grancises here, Grancis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the plural.
Who's got the book?
I got the book.
So, what does that make
Who's
you?
Got the book.
The Prime Grancis.
You've got
Grancis
the book.
Gonna make. Yeah. Okay, we got it.
Yeah. So you need to let those other Grancises know that they need to tell you where your friend, Night Hunter is.
Okay. Grancis is unite.
There you go. That's the one.
And then they all yell. No, I don't want them to fucking marine it. That would be fucking too much.
Hoorah! Oh boy!
Is what they scream out, because that's more
that
character.
That is what they yell out.
Oh boy! We need to find Night Hunter.
And then you hear calling out from down the hall. This is going to be fun for Russ later.
She's down here.
Over here.
No,
over
she's
here.
Over here.
Up here.
Oh, I found her up here. I don't think that worked.
Huh. Yeah, unless there's a multiple Night Hunters here, and I don't think we were going that long, so... Shoot, I thought that that might help. I guess we just keep doing it the old-fashioned way and just going and...
Is there a way to turn off the cells? Like, whatever's killing the Grantsis's... Grant's Eye? Whatever's killing the Grant's Eye and tormenting us in here, is there a way to turn that off? Because that could be what is... Like, that door ain't getting closer. And we've been walking for a long time.
Right. I mean, everything has been kind of set up on automation. I wasn't around when it was first initiated, and there's a lot of more arcanic means that are involved in it from what I've been told.
Who made it?
It precedes my time, but Lipsinky, you seem to be more in touch with the arcane than myself. Did you ever come across anything in your time serving, in the future, current, present, past?
Yeah, I mean, number one, that is how we have to describe anything related to time right now, I feel like. Okay, there's gotta be a way to, remotely, you know, open and close things. It can't just be manual, because this place is enormous, and certainly when we were torturing Grant's people, we weren't just walking way down a hall and picking them up and taking them back, you know? There was like, that's not how it worked.
You got the key. Is there a lever? Like a pulley system? Or a switch?
Yeah.
I've never thought to try it. I just kind of go from door to door, but. And Varnox just goes over to a wall, takes the spoon, and just sticks it in the fleshy wall of the prison. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Maybe that jiggles it around. I don't know.
It's good. You gotta go a little bit deeper, maybe.
I push deeper.
Oh, that sounds... Wait, I thought I heard a click.
I didn't hear a click, Grancis.
Oh, okay, no. Remember how it worked? I keep saying remember. You don't remember. Oh. You weren't there, but... In the future, there was like a torture room, and then the prisoner would be brought there, but not manually. You know, like they just kind of like were ported in. It was much more efficient than, you know, having a guard bring somebody. I mean, that's, you know, Orcus kind of lacks efficiencies. And so in the torture room? Night Hunter is in the torture room. But I feel like if we go there, then we can just bring the folks from the cells in. And then...
Actually, yeah, it's kind of like a, you know, voice command sort of thing. Like, oh, summon Grants as 6489572B. We could just go say, port in not Grantsus.
Exactly.
From this cell block.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we want.
It'll bring all the not Grantsuses. Every single last one of them.
But
there's
this
probably
is the
Grantsus
floor.
It's not just Grantsus is in here. There's probably a lot of folks who could come help.
I mean, we're kind of in the Grantsus wing. I guess maybe you didn't know that. I mean, you wouldn't have been spending time walking around, but this whole section.
A lot of effort.
This is all you. A lot of effort. I mean, you're very powerful, as we mentioned. So there is other floors of the prison with, you know, all sorts of creatures.
So what's the quickest way there? We got to get back in the cell?
No, Grancis. It seems to be a default for you, but
No, no, no. Just this way. Okay. Let's book it. Grants us with a book. Yes. I go through my keys and I pull out a spork. Because that's the best torture tool.
I've seen that one before.
And, oh, yes, yes. It's the one that'll open the end of your life. And I stick it into the wall, turn the key. Spork.
Ooh, got me scared there. I was standing right beside it. Right as you said that. Ooh, gave me flashbacks. All right.
You throw the spork into the wall, and you do hear a click this time. And you are instantly right beside the door that you've been trying to walk towards.
Perfect. Perfect. Here we are. Through this door, and hopefully we can get Night Hunter back and reconvene with the rest of the peoples.
Yes.
We accidentally left
This
behind.
Is a perfect plan. It was an accident. That didn't, I mean.
We did not run away.
The three of you exit through the door, and we cut back to the red light. Thea, your hand is completely shriveled up
Does
to your elbow.
Does it seem like the shriveling is continuing, or is it maintaining in the forearm area?
Seems like it's maintaining in the forearm area.
Okay, well, this sucks. Are these ground floor creatures? Do we think they're flying? Should we get on guacamole and, like, I don't know, try to fly our way out of here?
Yeah, let's do that one.
So we're going to hop on guacamole and try to fly. This light's coming from somewhere.
Yeah, it's coming from straight up. Are you flying straight up towards the light, or where are you going?
Oh, I think straight up toward the light.
All right.
Yeah, let's go towards that light.
Awesome. You hop on guacamole. And you are flying up, and the beam is narrowing. It's now like 15 feet across and getting closer and closer. Guacamole's wings are flapping, and you're getting closer to this light. It's blinding above you. Beyond the periphery, you see these giant winged beasts soaring in the air, zipping close to but not touching the light itself. It's like 10 feet across now, and you see down to the ground that there is like masses of undead that sprawl out across whatever this space is that you are in. And you get up, and this light is blinding above you, and you reach up towards the light, and you grasp hold of what feels like firm ground. And guacamole disappears. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Not again.
Both of you can do it.
17.
18.
Bort, you reach up and grab hold of the ground above you as guacamole disappears. You see Thea reach down for her, but not grasp hold of the ground. You reach down and grab hold of her withered hand that you feel crunch beneath your fist. You're holding it tight, and she looks back up at you, and she's got the jade figurine in her hand as you pull yourself and Thea up into the hallway where you fell down. You pull yourself up and are clamoring to get Thea up as the hole around you kind of just sinks shut as she is pulled back through. There's a cracked open door behind you, and you hear footsteps coming from beyond it.
Oh my god. Thank you.
Yeah, let's not go back down there again.
No, no. And I kind of squeeze guacamole's figurine and Tucker in one of my inside pockets.
Footsteps beyond the door beside you.
I prepare a spell. I prepare Eldritch Blast. If I see an unfamiliar face, I'm going to fucking fuck it up.
Fucking fuck it up.
Hell yes.
Fuck it up. That's what I wanted.
I'm going to pop some popcorn to watch this fucking up that's coming up.
They're getting closer to the door, and it swings open, and you see the face of Grancis.
And I have to wait, like, I have to be like, no, not today.
Oh, shit, it's Thea. Hey, everybody, it's Thea.
I put my crackle away.
Hey, you were going to blast me in the face.
If it wasn't you.
Good thing it was me.
Good thing.
Yeah, she would have got you, Lipsinky. Where you been? That doesn't matter. We'll catch up later.
In a hole.
We got to find Night Hunter. Varanox knows the way, or Lipsinky knows the way. Somebody knows the way.
Did Night Hunter not just hack her way out of the prison? Like, what?
Well, no, she went in of their own volition. And when I did see them, I saw them through the bars. And they were talking to someone that wasn't there.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Not a good sign. They seem to be having a rough time. But we think that we can call them to the torture chamber. Right, everybody?
Yeah, so if you guys just want to come in the torture chamber.
I mean that.
Okay, I know how that sounds.
Yes, it wasn't great.
I hear it coming out, and I know we don't, we have had a short relationship of trust, but in the torture chamber, you can summon any of the prisoners, and if Night Hunter's a prisoner, we could summon them. Mm-hmm. Also, there's like an unlimited number of Grancises. So if you need any Grancises for anything, we have like...
Shake and bake, baby.
Well, I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
But okay. Also, sorry for abandoning you with Orcus. Just want to... We're on the move, by the way, as we're doing this, I assume. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry for abandoning you back there with Orcus.
Oh, I mean, I'm sorry for abandoning you and going back up to like... get healed and see my friends and family.
Yes,
I mean, we came right back
as soon
though.
As possible.
What happened to your arm?
We had to.
Well, the cost for everything. And whenever you're on the path of good,
I hold up my shriveled arm that still has the clawed hand in it.
Oh,
we didn't end up getting
you pulled
that out.
It out. I guess you tell me because it was like pulling tendons and grossness.
Yeah, no, I said, ow, no, stop that.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I did. So I have like half a hand attached to my arm, I guess.
Oh, okay. I mean, wow.
Let's find Night Hunter.
Yeah, let's get Night Hunter. And then, what happened? Did you guys get caught or why are you in the prison?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got caught. It sucked into, I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't our finest moment.
Yeah, filled with terrible creatures in the dark.
Yeah, good old quicksand holes.
Yeah, and when you go through, there was probably like a bajillion undead and like all kinds of stuff, and they're all just flying around. And do you see that?
We didn't really see it, but we knew it was there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's the best part.
Yeah, I forgot because when you're you didn't even
read the room, guys.
I'm sorry.
Not funny.
I apologize.
You round a corner, and there are two guards standing outside the torture chamber. They see you and they say, "Halt! Who goes there?"
Varanox?
Oh.
Head general?
Yes,
of
course. Mr. Varanox.
Yes,
a head. Oh, yeah, you're in good. They sent out a memo about you. Come right this way.
Yeah.
You're in mm-hmm. charge. Of course you are. Come on in. The water's fine.
You realize if you turn on me, I can still murder you mercilessly, right? You understand you're just a guard. Even if you know what I've done, you're still just a guard.
I've got a name.
Oh, yeah? I don't know it.
It's Sammy. And I've got a family, too. I'm just here working, trying to...
Okay, I mean, Sammy, nobody cares. We're going in.
Get out of the way, Sammy.
I'll go tell Orcus. It's fine. You go in. You do what you got to do.
Yeah,
you're not going to tell Orcus.
You go tell Orcus. You let his ex-head general right into the torture chamber and see how that works out.
Could you just kill me already?
See, Eldritch blasts him.
Guys, could Sammy have been any worse?
Sammy was the worst.
Well, I mean, what's he going to go tell Orcus? Orcus ain't in a good mood right now, guys. Let me tell you something.
There was another guard there, right?
You make a Sammy out of Sammy.
So you can either, like, sit here and be good and chill, or I can blast your ass.
Yeah, I don't see anything. No, I was on a break.
You were on a break. What's your name?
I was on a break.
It doesn't matter. You're on a break. Get out of here.
I'd rather not say.
On a break. Tell my family I love them.
It's an order. Go. Okay, now that that's taken care of, door open.
Some people say that we are in the middle. Some people don't know what time is. That's why we're here and we talk about the things that are important to us and you.
I wanted to know how far you could go with this.
Yeah, well, I was.
It was really far.
Sure. Yeah, no.
You would have kept going.
I probably could have kept going. It's a good thing, man. I invited you in here.
It's a musical interlude with Russ Moore over here.
That's right. Ah, yeah, sometimes they really work, and sometimes you rhyme orange. So you get what you get. And
so
today,
goes.
Today it was a good one. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the middle. Thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. I'm glad.
I wasn't sure if you were asking me, but there was a pause.
Well, it's a pause for you to enter or for the listener to impart wisdom upon us. But while we're waiting for that, the wisdom that you're going to send to us, obviously through osmosis, we could tell you about the great live shows that we've got for our patrons.
Oh my goodness.
At patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
Okay. So our next live show is in September, which is awesome. And it's the 26th. It's a Tuesday, because it always is.
Yeah.
And gotta be one of our patron people.
Yes. Yeah. It's an exclusive thing that we're doing for our patrons this year. Is once every quarter, you get to come to a live show when you're a part of the community. And if you sign up now, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, you get a 7-day free trial. While you're waiting for that next live show, we have several live shows up there. The video rewatches of the one we did with Kristen that was lost to time because technology, like the video still exists, but the audio does not.
So just be aware of that.
Yeah. Well, the audio on the video exists, but the audio to release later. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then the one we just did, which has not been released anywhere publicly yet, which was an absolute blast, was just the four of us and our great, great patrons. And what happened in it?
God, I don't know. The podcast amnesia is hard, but all I know is that I always laugh so much because our patrons are so funny.
And they are great on the rewatch, but they are more great. It's like... when you're there live, because it's like going to a physical live space. And oh boy, wouldn't it be just great if we were in a live space and we had people
nice
who could scream at us?
We had live shows.
That would be cool. But this is as close as we can get right now. So patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. Thank you so much for supporting the show by listening this far. And now we'll get you back to the episode, this episode that you are enjoying. Okay, thanks. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
You stroll into the torture chamber, and Varanox, describe to me this torture chamber as it's set up before you.
So it's kind of a mutable situation where, you think of what you need or how you want to go about it, doing the deed of what happens in this room. And it just kind of, like... amorphizes out of the walls and floor and ceiling. So really, whenever you walk in, the first person to walk in, it kind of instantly goes to what's first on their mind. So as Voronox leads into the room, it is set up with a nice couch and a table with some like tea prepared and everything. And as soon as he sees it, he goes, oh, normal settings to hang with people.
It looks like you're about to get comfy, have a little situation in here.
It looks like I'm about to host a party, and I didn't know.
Did people RSVP?
I fucking hope not. No, this is not... somebody else think of something quick, because I'm thinking of my own torture at this point.
It turns into a kitchen, and there's pancake batter everywhere.
This is amenable. Whose is this?
So how do we get Night Hunter in here? We just gotta think?
Well, I mean, I think you do, because this is your whole scene, I'm assuming, with the pancakes.
Right. Well, we just gotta whip up some batter then, get those gears a-turning. All right, so somebody pass me the flour. Yes.
Oh God, does he have to make the pancakes in order to get Night Hunter?
No.
You don't need to make the...
This is my dreamscape that you've given me.
Yeah. That you need Night Hunter.
Pour the milk.
I mean, time's kind of the essence, so I feel
this is torture. Oh, no.
It's okay. Yeah, we got the milk, we got the eggs, we got the blueberries, we got the little bit of love.
Okay, so take all that. Put all that together. Here's the milk.
Goes into every batch. Look, it's a process, Farnox. It's a process. You put me here, and now we're dealing with it.
You know,
we are torturing ourselves.
You have been in this position more than anybody else. Yeah. I think it is only right that you lead. Have your recompense upon this blasted room that has seen you die innumerable amount of times.
So many.
Make us a pancake Night Hunter.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna put it in the piping bag, make it real nice.
He starts doing the pancake art on the griddle as you, in the shape of Night Hunter. So you put the outline first, of course, so that it blackens up a little more, and then he fills it in. And he's making this life size. And as he...
You got the body flipper?
We have the body. Yes, we have the body flipper.
Okay. It's gonna take a couple of good hands here. Hey, Flindy Bordy. I don't know who you are anymore. Just come give us a hand. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Pancake flops down, and you see the perfect design, and Night Hunter begins to appear up and out of this pancake. What the fuck are we making?
I'm not entirely sure. Is it kind of like when you lay someone's clothes out and then all of a sudden it fills with their body?
Exactly like that.
It's like the scene from Beetlejuice where Alec Baldwin and they get summoned up through the clothes.
Yes.
I was kind of picturing like the Ace Ventura out of the rhino.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
So it's a pancake Night Hunter
giving birth to a Night Hunter. Yes. Yeah.
That's high concept stuff we're doing.
Wow,
here,
yeah.
Guys.
Right?
Really
breaking new ground.
Yeah.
Is every day.
That's wonderful.
Got it.
And up out of this Night Hunter loin comes a new Night Hunter.
Everyone is uncomfortable. We will be talking to HR later. Never say loin again.
It's too late. I already did. People can just hit skip back, and I will just keep saying it over and over and over again.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
It comes not just a new Night Hunter, the Night Hunter, out of whatever cell she was being held in.
Hey, we did it.
Grancis, you did it.
I mean, I got to give him credit. His methods are unorthodox, but they
work. Makes the dream work, oh boy.
That's right.
Ilya? Where is Ilya?
Oh, it's who... Or Night Hunter was talking to.
Well, yes, she was in cell with me. Now I see all you. Hello. I hope that your time here has been very nice. But Ilya was with me. Has anybody seen her?
Who?
Ilya hasn't been...
Yeah, she
with
stayed
you.
Back in Mestika.
She was in Mestika, remember, and fighting, and then you came through the portal.
Yes, no, I remember that. But then she was there inside my cell. We were talking, and I just kind of it was quiet. It was kind of nice, frankly. Thea, what happened to Arn?
Night Hunter.
Yes.
You were under the machinations of Orcus's torture. Unfortunately, it drew upon something or someone that you desire to be with and use that against you. The person you spoke to was not there.
But it was not torture. It was nice. I have not seen Ilya since I left. And it was good. I don't know.
It may not seem like torture in the moment, but there's a sick pleasure being drawn from the facade that you were going through.
Well, I do not like that. I do not like being tricked. However, it was very real. I'm not sure what to think. Perhaps we can go back to Mystica and I see if Ilya is still there.
I think that sounds like a plan.
There's the rumble in the ground beneath you is intensifying. All of the utensils within this kitchen are shaking and falling off the walls. Batter is being thrown everywhere. Cupboards are dropping and shattering on the ground.
I didn't make that happen. I think we gotta get moving back to back up to
the room.
The room.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
You said that we had an unlimited amount of Grancis's.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole Grancis wing.
Well, our original goal was to get to the prison and set free the prisoners because they probably hate on Orcus as much as we do, or possibly more. Because I don't know how many of us are here anymore, but we're not going to be enough. I'm not trying to be a downer.
No, so you guys headed to the prison because you wanted to free the prisoners to, like, rally them to our cause of goodness.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we gotta boost our numbers.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, hold on. What if you all go slow him down as much as you can, and I summon all the Grancises, and they file out here, all the ones that are alive. I don't think the ones that are dead are gonna help us. Summon all the alive Grancises and file out. Kind of like that scene in Fantasia where all the broomsticks are coming and pulling all the...
Can you stop and get a Demogorgon or two?
Oh, I think there's only one of those, but I will grab one.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seemed pissed.
Yeah, no. I think we tried to avoid that wing, right? Right there, Bort?
Yep.
But,
you know, times are tough.
That's fine. Maybe old Demogorgon's got something to say.
Send one of the other Grancises.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Grancis 1694.
Sure, yeah. That one's an asshole.
He's a real dick.
And, I mean, even if the Demogorgon or the other prisoners don't want to come help, I mean, they're just going to be causing more chaos for other folks to be dealing with. So I say...
That's right. Distractions.
Bust everybody out of the prison and...
Okay. Go.
This seems like a good way to make a lot of chaos and a lot of problems for Orcus, which sounds good.
Sounds perfect. All right, go slow him down. I'll bring reinforcements.
For the first time in present and in future Varnox's timeline, you see him unclip his key ring from his side. Says, Grancis, show us the meaning of chaos. And he hands it over to him.
Oh boy.
And we cut to the throne room of Orcus. And Orcus is standing before this flame in the center that is just roiling up to the ceiling. And he's letting out this yell that's echoing out the entire room. And you see Shangalar, his arms are full of all these skulls. He's kind of got them stuffed into pockets. He's like, I got them all! I got them all! Look at it! I got them all! He reaches down and he picks Shangalar up. And the door kicks open. And all of you are standing there. You see this scene of Orcus with Shangalar in his hand with a cluster of who knows how many of these Essence of God skulls. And he turns and he looks at you, and Shangalar looks at you and says, you're too late! You're too late, fuckers!
A bright light flashes in the center of Orcus, and Shangalar is blinded and his skin is burning and bubbling from the radiant damage that he's taking. And then Orcus takes half. 38 points of damage.
Shangalar's skin is bubbling and Orcus shields his eyes with the Shangalar hand and looks down at you and just like this sickening... You can't see his face beneath the goat's skull. He uses as a mask over top of it, but they just, like, there's this grin that's beneath him. And he throws Shangalar and all of the essence of God into his mouth, and you hear this sickening crunch. And this energy washes down over him, and Orcus begins to grow. His skin begins to convulse and pop, and bones stick out and heal themselves. And he steps into this flame that begins to widen in front of him as it opens this view into the material plane. And we see...
We just came back from there.
And we see an unassuming water deep. From where you're standing, you can see through this portal. From the sides around you, you hear the movement of all those demonic creatures as they rush towards it and push you back. They're pouring out into the world. And then you hear, as it slows, you hear like this padding at the tapestry beside you on a wall far, some 50 or 60 feet off into the distance. You turn and you look, as it stands out more than anything that you're seeing around you. You hear a small voice come from behind it.
I never fucking know how to get out of these things. It's just embarrassing.
I think you just have to jimmy the handle.
The handle? What are you talking about? It's a tapestry hanging from a wall.
So there's no hand?
No, there's no here. Oh, the edge of it over. This is enormous.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 152, starring Amy Moore as Thea, Nighthunter, and Sully, Carla Maxted as Lipsinky, Tom Laird as Bort and Moot, with Kyle Classett as Varanox, Peter Joseph Lewis as Orcus, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Carla Maxted, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. And a huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Craig Zeiss, Perry Mady, Enguerrand Kiersen, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, Destiny, and Old School Gamer D. Like the stories that we're putting together? Of course you do! You've stuck around to the end of the credits! Support us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast for amazing bonus content. Wonderful community. Friends! Did I tell you there's great friends in the community? But also, you get to have a whole lot of fun. patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. And now, I mean, that's it from me. So, we hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Ooh, I want to dig my nails into its forearm.
Its nails are growing through your skin and through your arm as you do so.
I cast... Oh, did I click on something?
Yeah, now everything is deleted.
Oh, no.
Oh, no!
Your character's a blank slate. Quick, create something, anything.
Yeah. I know, it's okay.
Get really big muscles so you can win this
Now you
strength
have
contest.
Nails going through their skin.
Yes, I fucking do. I'm going to cast Alter Self on myself, and I'm going to shape change to those freaky-ass long claws that I see Lipsinky doing when she goes all primal wild. And I want to sink my claws in. I'm not fucking around here. I yell that. I'm not fucking around here. And I want to grab it, and I say, Bort, come on, help. Do something. There
all
were way too
ones.
Many fucking ones
all those
in there.
Ones, baby.
What do you mean, baby? Shut your mouth.
I mean, I'm on your side.
No, you're not.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In June of 2020, an amateur podcaster disappeared from the Carson National Forest while searching for the legendary Thin Treasure.
But he was adamant that he was onto something big. He was obsessed. He showed her some hand-drawn map to a treasure out in northern New Mexico.
The Subjective Truth is part treasure hunt, part paranormal docudrama. Starring Addison Peacock as Graham Anderson.
Back at home, I placed the box on the counter, and I just stared at it for a while. You'd never be able to guess its social impact on the human race by looking at its simplistic design.
UFOs, ghosts, reincarnation, and liars. This is The Subjective Truth. Subscribe now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.